USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is confident a deal on a stimulus package will get done, even after the latest proposal from the White House has received pushback from some Republican senators. He tells CNN that everyone recognizes the importance of getting a deal done.
It's not so much the election per se. I know this is the political season. I get that. It's just getting Americans through a difficult period of time. We've seen a flood of blockbuster improvement numbers across the board on the economy. But there's really no reason why we can't add to that some additional assistance in the next 3 months. And I think you can get a deal. I'm not saying it's easy.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett will emphasize that it's her belief the court should not be creating policy when her confirmation hearings begin tomorrow. In the text of her opening statement, released Sunday, Barrett will also talk about her mentor, late Justice Antonin Scalia, and how he shaped her views on the law. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook or on Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you, but you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
President Trump is ready to return to the campaign trail and isn't a risk to transmit the coronavirus, according to his doctor. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
President Trump is no longer at risk of transmitting the coronavirus. That's according to White House doctor, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. Dr. Conley releasing a memo saying the president is no longer considered a transmission risk. The memo did not say if President Trump tested negative for the virus. On Saturday, the president made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for the coronavirus. The president saying the administration has a handle on the coronavirus.
And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time, as you know.
And a manned SpaceX mission scheduled for the end of the month at Cape Canaveral is being delayed. NASA is saying the flight to the International Space Station will be pushed back to mid to late November. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett's faith shouldn't be questioned in her upcoming nomination hearing. That's according to Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris said Amy Coney Barrett should absolutely not be questioned about her religious beliefs during confirmation hearings for the lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. Quote, one's faith should never be the basis of supporting or rejecting a nominee, Harris told KPNX-TV in Phoenix on Thursday. Barrett, a federal appellate judge and former law clerk of the late conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, has been questioned about her religious beliefs numerous times. She's faced attacks from liberal women's groups who worry that if she's appointed to the Supreme Court, she'll help to roll back abortion rights by voting to overturn Roe v. Wade, as well as the Affordable Care Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Food and Drug Administration issued a warning for a recall from Ashtel Studios due to a misbranding of hand sanitizer products packaged in pouches. Last month, poison control officials warned parents about a hand sanitizer product package in a pouch that a child could mistake as a snack. Rafael Nadal has won his 13th French Open Championship, downing Novak Djokovic in straight sets in the final. The victory gives Nadal 20 Grand Slam titles, tying him with rival Roger Federer for most all-time, and extends his record for most French Open victories. His 13 titles at Roland Garros are the most by any one player in a Grand Slam tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.